Despite the latest snowstorm, which helped boost snowpack levels in the Roaring Fork Valley, drought conditions persist, and some organizations are already planning for another dry spring and summer.
We are anticipating the drought to continue, and we're anticipating the rivers to be flowing really low.
Sarah Johnson with the Roaring Fork Conservancy says the organization is already meeting with local water rights holders to secure sources of water later this year. If water levels in rivers dip like they did last year, fish and the river's ecosystem will suffer. The Conservancy and another group, the Colorado Water Trust, are hoping to boost low-flowing streams this year with water from willing water rights holders. The program was used last summer and added water to nearly 200 miles of low-flowing rivers and streams across the state. Johnson expects the Roaring Fork River in Aspen and parts of the Crystal River to run low. Last year, the Crystal was barely a trickle.
There were a lot of spots in the lower Crystal where it was puddles, basically separated by gravel, and so the river wasn't really flowing even at all in certain parts. And so if we can keep the river moving and actually connected, that would be an improvement.
The Conservancy is also putting together other educational campaigns and projects in anticipation of a dry summer.